Well, this is not the first time we are sending workers to the three affected countries. We already have a contingent of over 100 people, you know, spread more or less equally in Guinea, in Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And, well, our target is before end of the year to try and reach at least 1,000 workers. And the latest contingent, which will be flagged off tomorrow, hopefully, is from Nigeria, of over 200, who are going to join the group that is already there, as you said, to support those governments and the people of those countries to fight Ebola.
The Ebola disease is spreading unabatedly, especially in Sierra Leone, where there are concerns of new infection rate. WHO is saying that over 6,000 people have been infected so far. What is the effort, apart from the training of these health professionals or the support that the AU is giving to these countries who are battling this disease?
If you remember the projections that were given initially by those who did the modeling, they were telling us that come January you would have infections of over 1.5 million and deaths ranging over 500,000. Now, the figures that you've just quoted are much less. And in any case, if you look at what is on the ground, in Liberia, the situation has stabilized thanks to the effort of the government and the international community that are supported. In Guinea, the rate of infection is also down. It is only in Sierra Leone we still have a few pockets where we have still infections escalating. But even that, there is a lot of effort to try and contain it. So it's not, as you said, spreading unabatedly. But of course, all said and done, I think it's still fair to say the response, particularly from the national community, wasn't to the standard one would have expected. Stigma associated with this, slow response. We've had a lot of funds being announced, but we don't see this being translated into action on the ground.
So far, what would you say is the commitment of the AU in supporting these member countries, especially in parts of West Africa, battling this disease?
A lot of commitment. To start with, right at the beginning, as governments of Africa Union, they met and then decided there was a lot of support, you know, solidarity with the countries to try and help those countries within the means that those countries were able to provide. And, you know, we even convened a ministerial meeting which came up with the protocols but also supported those countries in terms of material and logistical support. Secondly, the private sector in Africa, you remember some 3 weeks ago, they came together. The private sector in one sitting pledged $30 million. Some of this money is what we'd now be using for this contingent that is being sent tomorrow. The rest of it, of course, for other contingencies which we'll be raising. But today, throughout Africa, the telecommunication companies launched an SMS to fight Ebola, where Africans, ordinary citizens, will be able to contribute $1, 5 cents, 20 cents as their contributions to fight Ebola. So there is commitment, you can see, at government level, at corporate level, at individual citizens level. So Africa is very much committed.
Will the AU meet its target of sending 1,000 trained health workers to these countries battling Ebola in West Africa?
We are working towards our target, and we are determined to achieve it. As I speak, we have a pledging that has been made, for instance, by Kenya, for some over 200 workers. We have a pledge from DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. We have a pledge that has also been made even by the affected countries for us to support them, to mobilize even retired workers so that we can train them, we can support them so that they can join in this fight. So that is a target we have set, and we're working towards it, and we are right now, we are still on course.
Is the training done in Addis Ababa specifically before they are sent to the affected countries?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
First of all, as you know, we have to screen the workers to make sure that they have to write the documentation, the health-wise, and then we give them training to understand how they have to manage, you know, the program on the ground and equip them and how they also be able to work as a team.